Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in chapter 19. If you don't like a situation, do something to change it. If you can't change it, change your self-talk. There are always two possibilities about any unsatisfying situation. Either you will be able to change it, or you'll be able to change your self-talk about it. Telling yourself, there's nothing at all that I can do to change the situation, therefore I must feel bad, it's not based on reality. How can anyone possibly say there's nothing at all that I can do to change a situation? You can always pray, can't you? Your Father, your King, Creator and Sustainer of the universe, can change any situation in a moment. You might find a book or article that gives you ideas that can help you find a solution that you didn't think of before. You might find a teacher, a mentor, a coach, a friend who can make suggestions and think of ideas that will enable you to change a situation. Events might unfold that totally change a situation. The Purim story teaches us that even an impossible situation that spelled total doom can be changed in a single moment. You might think of a way to reframe the situation so that now you view it differently. What previously seemed like a problem and a difficulty can now be seen as a wonderful opportunity to grow and develop yourself. What was once considered a liability can now be seen as an asset. You always have a choice of your self-talk. Ask yourself, what can I think about now that will improve the way I am feeling? You can always think, the more challenging a situation, the more I can grow from it. Keep in mind the classic thought from Nachum Ish Gamzu, this too is for the good. View yourself as a student of Nachum Ish Gamzu. If you're a beginning student, your first tendency might be to view what happens in a way that increases distress. But as you practice saying, this too is for the good, you'll find more and more good things happening to you in your life. You'll look for the benefits of situations, and when you look for the benefits, you're going to find them. Even if at first you find it challenging to find something good about a situation, find something positive, be patient. With patience and persistence, you can build up your mastery of the skill of finding the good and focusing on it. Even if you can't see anything good about a present situation, you still can choose to focus on something better. Ask yourself, right at this moment, what would be a wise, smart, and enjoyable thought to think right now? Isn't it amazing that your amazing brain can choose enjoyable thoughts? Knowing that your brain can do this gives you more power to direct your mind in the direction you wish for it to go.